we're talking with Bob Jackman from La Valley Middleton Building Supply, and there's many different styles of putting together any kind of construction project, and there's advantages and disadvantages to all of them. And we're here to talk about that. Bob, good morning.
Well, good morning to you, too. And, you know, a lot of these segments are based on what people say in the street, the questions that we get asked, and not just myself, but anybody at La Valley Middleton Building Supply. We have a great communication network, and if people get asked a question, they'll relay the question to me and say, hey, is this worth talking about? And, you know, one of the questions, and it kind of goes the same as somebody saying, how much does a car cost?
Uh-huh.
And there's no real answer to that?
No, that's true. I mean, you can come up with an idea, but you know, there's always just
sure,
that and the other thing.
A car costs anywhere from $200 to $100,000, and then you can get a bunch more for more money if you'd like.
$200, well, yeah, you'd probably be spending a little bit more on that getting that to run, but yeah.
But one of the things that people really want to know when they ask a question about what's it going to cost to build this?
Right.
You know, one of the things they want to know is what are my options? How can this be built? And so I just wanted to go through what we do, just so people have an idea. You know, the first thing is the old thing, the stick building. Mm. And stick building is simply getting a bunch of lumber delivered and building a house out of it or building an addition out of it, a garage, a shed, whatever. Everything is cut to needed size at the job. And again, it's the oldest method, and it's the easiest one for a normal lumber yard, let's say, to supply.
Sure. It's just a bunch of boards.
Just a bunch of boards. Unfortunately, or fortunately, however you want to look at it, that's not necessarily what we want to do. Mm-hmm. We are always looking for, as we've talked about in the past, the best value or the lowest in-place cost. So along those lines, we have built an entire manufacturing capability that we own, and we've fumbled around for a name for years and have come up with fast framing.
Fast framing. Okay.
Fast framing. It means that we can do it better, quicker, and cheaper, again, think lowest in-place cost, than you can at the job site. And the reason is that we're doing this manufacturing in a controlled environment. We are using forklifts to move material. We are using, in the case of trusses and pre-built walls, we are using laser beams and lights to position studs. Everything is as automated as we can make it. And you obviously can't make it completely automated, or let's just say we're not there yet. But again, trusses, we talked about that a couple weeks ago. We've been building trusses since the mid-60s in our own plant. That takes the liability off of the contractor or the homeowner because that roof is designed for this area to carry a certain maximum load, and it's always more than you're going to see.
Yeah.
Secondly is prefabbing walls. Now, the best example I can give of that is a garage. A 24 by 24 garage, if you buy a package from us, will be delivered in four walls, which get set with a crane, and then roof trusses that go on top of it, assuming there's no second floor, or if you've got a higher pitch roof and an attic truss, you can actually have a second floor that's built right into it without any posts underneath. So we can pre-build those parts for you. And those walls can be in sections up to 28 feet long. And as soon as I say 28 feet, I'm thinking about a statistic that's been the same for 20 years, and it's probably longer now.
What's that?
Who knows? They probably have a way to do it 32 feet long. Years ago, we could only make trusses up to 40 feet. Mm-hmm. Now we can make trusses up to 80 feet wide.
Wow.
Yeah. Hmm. And those are, you know, riding rings and commercial buildings and that kind of thing.
Yeah.
The next best thing is floor systems. We have a PET, is what we call it, precision end trimmed floor system. We can pre-cut your floor system to your foundation dimensions. Remember that. You need the foundation dimensions. They have to be 100% accurate. And I'm not talking a quarter of an inch off.
Yeah, that's right.
A computer, it deals in thousands. And this thing is all computer controlled. You feed lumber into it at one end. It pre-cuts everything, labels everything, stacks it in the order that you will need it. So in other words, it's doing the last pieces you'll need first to put them on the bottom of the pile. So we deliver this thing, set it off the truck or dump it off the truck right next to your foundation. You start working with the top pieces. Ask any contractor how many times he's unloaded the plywood off of the top so that he could get to the framing material he needed first.
That's true. This is a definite time saver, and time is money.
Yes. And time is money is probably the optimum saying here.
Mm-hmm.
If we can save them a significant amount of time, we can save them money. If we can save the builder money, they can save the homeowner money.
That's right.
If a homeowner's doing it themselves, and we get a lot of that, where homeowners will add an addition or something, we can pre-build a lot of that for you so that you can get it weathertight very quickly.
That's right.
Years ago, I built a spec house with my brother-in-law and my own home. You know, people ask, how did the spec house go? And I said, well, he was the money, I was the brains, we were in trouble from the beginning. But it actually, you know, after doing it for 30 years, I figured maybe I ought to see if I know what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
So we did two houses, and it both came out very, very well, and both houses were weather tight in under 10 days.
That's a very, very good accomplishment.
And we're talking two big colonial homes. And again, weather tight so that everything mm-hmm. was inside, everything was protected. So the next step to that, and people always ask us why we get into modular construction. Well, the next step of lowest in place cost and best value is the modular construction. What you find is that you can build a cheap modular very inexpensively.
Yes.
And you're going to get what you pay for.
And that's what many people think when they hear the words, yep. Yeah.
We've chosen to take a different road, as Robert Frost would say, the road less traveled.
Correct.
And we are trying to build the most energy efficient home we can within your budget. And we can do net zero homes modular. We were partners with Habitat up in Colchester, I believe, Vermont, and we did the first net zero modular home in New England.
Wow.
In other words, that house makes as much energy as it uses.
That's pretty darn good.
The backup heating system for that house has basically the same power as your wife's hairdryer.
Wow.
So that's, you know, if you want that as a goal, I mean, that certainly has some specifications that are not currently used everywhere.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But they are certainly there and available.
And
so as with anything, you're making your decisions. You know, what do you want to spend on a house? How energy efficient do you want it? Do you want to be off grid? Do you want to be, just barely slightly on grid? What do you want to do? We can do whatever you want. But that modular tool is another one. If you think about the builder, and we sell the modulars to builders, not to homeowners, because they have to be assembled correctly.
Right.
Otherwise, you lose your energy efficiency.
Right. That makes sense.
You know, if you got four boxes that are being screwed together and they got a quarter of an inch seam instead of being tight and caulked, there's going to be an enormous difference in air changes and efficiency.
That's right. There goes all your efficiency savings.
Yes. And, you know, and with current building codes, we keep getting better and better with the building codes. And when I say better and better, I mean more energy efficient. And you can parlay that to more expensive.
Well, that's true.
And a topic for a different day is when do we pass that affordable housing / efficiency or lack thereof threshold. You know, where's that point where we need to be in the middle somewhere?
Right. That's the challenge.
But at any rate, we've got the options. We can build it any different way you want. We can supply it any different way you want. A couple of things to remember. One, we deliver everything over $100, and you can't buy anything for less than $100 these days. But anything over $100 is free delivery in our market areas.
That's worth a lot right there.
And we want to deliver it. Again, our goal is to make you successful. So we want to deliver it as you need it. We don't want to put it there a month ahead and leave it open to the weather.
Right.
Yeah, and open to thievery.
Else. Yes, thievery. Yeah.
Yeah. So again, if you're going to build anything and you're thinking about doing a project, A, get two or three prices from contractors who are reputable and ask us the questions that you need answered. Can we do this? And, of course, the last thing we say every week is, everybody, please stay safe out there.
Absolutely, Bob. These are good points to think about, and we'll think about some more of them next week.